happy to be here with you today.
今天我很高兴能够和大家在一起。
The Shees have asked me to speak some this morning since this is Mother's Day about my mother.
那许师母和牧师邀请我今天在母亲节的时候来讲一下我的母亲，因为今天是一个特别的日子。
My mother passed away in September of 2014.
我母亲在2014年9月的时候去世了。
She had lived a long life.
她很长寿。
She was 83 years old.
那个时候她83岁。
And she raised 6 children.
她养育了6个孩子。
I'm the oldest of those children.
我是老大。
I have talked with my siblings throughout this week in preparation for this time together.
那这个星期我也跟我的兄弟姐妹之间有联络，因为我在预备这个讲章。
Because I wanted to get everything just as it actually was.
因为我想让每一件事情都是很准确的。
I will begin by talking to you about my mother's background and early life.
我想跟你先讲一讲她早年的时候我母亲的背景。
I will then talk to you about her family and her commitment to her family.
然后我再跟你讲一讲她的家庭和她对家庭的这个委身。
I will end by talking about the rewards of the life my mother lived.
然后最后会给你讲她的一生下来以后她所得到的果效和祝福。
My mother's life began as a very, very poor girl.
我妈妈小的时候家里很穷。
Her family were farmers.
她的家庭 是务农的。
But they didn't own the land they farmed.
可是他们那个耕的那个地不是他们自己的。
They worked for someone who was wealthy, who owned the land.
这个实际上是有人很有钱，他有那个地，然后把这个地租给他们家来种。
They were called sharecroppers because they put in the crop, did the work, but only got a small portion of the benefit that came from that.
可能有点像我们说的那个佃农哈，就是说他们在这个地上工作，然后这个生产这些农作物，但是最后他们能得到的只是很少一部分。
My mother had absolutely no spiritual influence in her life.
而且在那个时候，她的生命里没有一些任何属灵上的指导。
She never heard the name of Jesus as she was growing up, except when someone was cursing.
她小的时候从来没有人给她讲过耶稣，除了偶尔听到有人在这个咒骂的时候会提到这个名字。
She was never able to go to church.
而且从来也没有去过教会。
She never owned a Bible.
她自己也没有圣经。
My mother was totally ignorant about spiritual things.
所以那个时候她对属灵的事情是一无所知的。
As you can imagine, a home that is that void of spiritual influence was also a very troubled home.
所以你可以想象他生活的那个家庭，因为完全没有这个属灵的好的影响，所以也是一个就是充满了问题的家庭。
There were 11 children altogether.
家里一共有11个孩子。
Two of those children died, leaving 9 that lived.
那两个早早的夭折了，所以有九个活下来。
They lived in a home that had nothing of modern conveniences.
而且他们那个时候也没有任何这种现代的这种便利条件。
They cooked their meals with wood out of a large fireplace.
他们就是在一个那个用烧柴的一个这种壁炉的地方来做饭。
They had no indoor running water or bathroom facilities.
然后室内也没有这种自来水，也没有这个卫生的设施。
They were very, very poor people.
真的是很穷。
My mother's father was a very oppressive man.
而且我的这个外公是一个很就是强势的人。
He dominated his entire family.
所以他在家里是很这种是强权的做主的。
He was very large in stature.
而且他个子也很大。
And if any of his children disobeyed his will, they would feel his wrath.
所以要是有任何一个孩子不听他的话的话就会受到这个严厉的惩罚他的怒火就会向他发作。
He also treated his wife, my grandmother, the same way.
而且他对他的妻子就是我的外婆也是这样的。
Because of that, she didn't love him.
所以因为这样呢我的外婆并不爱我的外公。
And at one point in her life, she ran away from home.
而且甚至有一段时间他就离家出走了。
She left all of her children and went to go with another man who was afraid to accept her because he was afraid of my grandfather.
那这个外婆是跟了另外一个男，就抛下孩子跟了另外一个男的跑。这个男的又不敢真的是说接受他，因为害怕我的外公。
As soon as the older boys in the family were old enough to earn a living, they left home.
然后那些男孩子呢，稍微大一点，能够自己挣钱呢，就都赶快离开家了。
My grandfather felt that women didn't need any kind of education.
那我的外公就认为女生是不需要受教育的。
He allowed his children to go to the public school, but he didn't want anything beyond that.
那他允许他们受那种义务教育，但是更多的他就不肯。
This was my mother's life for the first 12 and a half years of her living.
所以我妈妈在12岁半以前，她的生活就是这样子的。
They lived back a long dirt road. At the end of that road was their house.
那他们这个他们家前面有一条很长的土路，他们就在这条路的尽头，他们家。
One day, a lady walked back that long road and came to my mother's home.
那有一天有一个女士，她就沿着这条土路一直走，走到这个我妈妈的家。
She had known my grandfather when he was just a boy.
这个女士她是在我外公很小的时候就认识他的。
And on one occasion, she had taken up for him in a difficult situation, perhaps a fight in his life.
那有一段时间，她就是把我外公就是带在身边，因为那个不知道还有一些什么争执的缘故。
She had become a Christian, and she walked back that road to invite my mother's family to religious services.
那这个女士她后来成了一个基督徒，所以她就走了那段路到我。妈妈家里就是为了想让我们请我妈妈的家人一起去一个这个教会的。
The services were not held in a beautiful church like this.
去一个这个聚会，当然这个聚会并不是在一个这个很漂亮的教堂里，像这样。
As a matter of fact, they were held outside.
而实际上是一个露天的聚会。
There was no building whatsoever.
而完全是没有建筑物的。
They had simply cut branches or poles and put them in the ground, made a framework and put.Branches with leaves on top.
他们就用了一些树干，然后支起一个架子来，然后放了一些树叶在上面。
Inside, they had cut chunks of log and set them up, and put a board on top for people to sit on.
就是一个很简陋的，就是这个支用木头支起来搭起来的，像棚子一样，树叶盖在上面，然后那个椅子就是用这个木桩做的，然后用木板放在上面。
So the church was very, very primitive.
所以这个教堂是非常非常简陋的。
My mother's father agreed to go to those services because he appreciated that lady who walked back the road to invite them.
那次呢，这个我外公就同意去，因为他对这个来给我们讲这给他们讲这件事情的女士心存感激。
They went to the service, and for the first time in her life, my mother heard the story of Jesus.
所以他们就都去了那一次。那我妈妈这是她一生中第一次听到耶稣。
Again, she was 12 and a half years of age.
那时候她就是12岁半。
On that very first occasion, when she heard the story of Jesus, she responded when they invited people to come to the front and pray.
当她第一次听到耶稣，那一次第一次听到耶稣的时候，当这个结束的时候，有人邀请这些愿意有回应的人到前面来祷告的时候，我妈妈就做出了回应。
They had what they called an altar, which was much like the seats, except it was in front.And it was made for people to kneel there.
那他们把这个前面这个叫做祭台，实际上是一个也有点像他们坐的那个就是长椅一样，只不过是可能比较矮，让人到前面来的时候可以跪在上面。
My mother came and knelt at that altar.
那我妈妈就走到前面来，然后跪在那里。
There was one other person that came. That was a man, and he knelt some distance away from where my mother was.
那还有另外一个男人也到前面来，然后隔着我妈有一段距离，然后他也跪在那里。
Nobody came to talk with or pray with my mother.
那个时候并没有人真的过来跟我妈妈就是跟她讲或者是跟她一起祷告。
Several people came to talk with and pray with the man who came.
两个人，一个是我妈妈是个小女孩，另外一个是一个这个成年的男子。那这个有几个人都去跟这个男的说话。
So my mother was this young girl who knew nothing about God, kneeling there, not having any idea what to do.
那所以她只是一个小女孩，然后她跪在那儿，然后没有人来跟她讲说到底该怎么办。
She began to listen to what the people told the other man.
所以那他怎么办呢？他就竖起耳朵来听那些人跟另外一个人讲说该怎么做怎么做。
They told him to confess his sins.
那些人就跟那个男的讲说你要承认你的罪。
They told him to ask Jesus to come into his heart.
然后他们告诉这个男人说你要请耶稣住到你的心里来。
They promised that God would save him.
然后跟他跟这个男人讲说神如果你这样做神就会救了你。
I don't know if that man did what they told him to do.
我不知道这个男的是不是按照这个这些人说的话做了。
But I do know that my mother, kneeling by herself, did what they told him to do. And Jesus saved my mother.
那我但是我确定的知道的是我妈妈跪在旁边她听到了而且她照着做了耶稣就救了她。
Someone had spoken to my grandfather about coming forward to pray.
那也有人跟我的外公讲说到前面来祷告。
He had been very embarrassed and became very angry and left the gathering promising to never come back.
但是我外公的反应就是他觉得很尴尬而且甚至很生气以至于他当时就愤怒地离开了而且说再也不来了。
So my mother had become a Christian, but her father forbade her to go back to any kind of worship service.
所以那个时候我妈妈成了一个基督徒可是她的父亲却禁止她再参与任何这样的一种活动。
A few years ago, I visited the place where my mother lived at that time.
那几年前我回到我妈妈就是小的时候生活的地方。
It was a very small, ugly house with only 3 rooms.
是一个很小很丑的一个房子然后只有3个房间。
I asked my mother how her parents and 9 children lived in those 3 rooms.
所以我问我妈妈你们一家这么多人还有9个孩子怎么住在这里的呢
She said, we slept everywhere on the floor.
她说就我们就地上随便乱睡的。
She didn't want to talk about the house.
但她并不真的是想讲这个房子怎么样。
She wanted to take me out behind a large barn that sat behind the house.
因为她想带我去到后面就是那个谷仓的地方。
My mother couldn't walk at that time. She rode an electric wheelchair.
我们那次去的时候我妈妈已经自己不能走路所以她坐一个那种电动的轮椅。
I said, Mom, you don't want to go back there. There are weeds. You'll get them caught in your electric wheelchair.
那这个从这个房子到后面那个谷仓并不是一个有一个好的路然后所以我就跟她说你别去了你那个那些杂草什么一会儿卷到你的那个轮子里就不好了。
I looked at her and she was crying.
那我说这话的时候我看她竟然在哭。
She said, son, I want to take you back there.
她说儿子我要带你到那个地方去。
So we went.
所以我们就去了。
When I got back there, I saw a huge chunk of rock.
那我到了那个谷仓那个地方的时候呢我就看到那地方有一个很大的一块石头。
That chunk of rock was the place where she had learned to meet God.
那一块石头就是我母亲一直以来在那个地方跟神会面的地方。
She didn't know how to pray. She didn't have a Bible to read.
那时候她不知道怎么祷告，自己也没有一本圣经可以读。
But something in her heart reached out to the God that she had met at that altar.
但是她心里有一个声音让她在那个地方去与神会面。
And so every evening, my mother would go out behind the barn and crawl up on that rock.
所以我妈妈每天晚上她都是就到那个谷仓的后面那块大石头上去呼求神。
She didn't know how to pray properly.
她也不知道到底什么是一个合适的祷告。
She had only recently heard the story of Jesus.
她也只是刚刚听说耶稣的故事而已。
So all she knew how to do was just talk to God.
所以她自己能做的也就是跟神说话。
And so she would just talk out of her heart.
所以她就把心里的话都跟神说。
She would tell God what she wanted.
她就会跟神说她想要的是什么。
She would tell God what she was struggling with.
然后跟神讲说她的挣扎是什么。
And she would ask God to help her.
然后求神来帮助她。
She told me that she would stand there just as it began to get dark.
所以我妈妈就跟我讲说她就会站在那儿，然后就是在天刚刚擦黑的时候。
And she would stand up on her tiptoes.
然后她就垫着脚尖那样站着。
And she would look out over the trees and look for the first star.
然后她就看着那个就是树梢上升起来的第一颗星星。
Her family was superstitious.
她的家里其实是很迷信的。
And she would say this little rhyme.
然后他就会说一个这个一个顺口溜。
She would say, "Starlight, star bright."
星星亮，星星。
First star seen tonight.
那今天看，今天晚上看到的第一颗星星。
I wish I may, I wish I might.
我希望我能够。
Have the wish I wish tonight.
就是今天的愿望能够实现。
And then she would wish that she would be allowed to go to church.
那那个时候她的愿望就是说，那个我的外公能够允许她去教会。
God taught my mother even when she couldn't go to church, even when she didn't have a Bible.
神自己亲自来教我的妈妈，虽然她那个时候不能去教会，自己也没有圣经。
She was able to develop a relationship with God.
她就这样子跟神自己建立了一个关系。
And God began to work in her life.
然后神就在她的生命中开始工作。
Her family moved, and then she was able to go to church.
那后来他们家搬家了，然后她就真的能去教会了。
And she met some wonderful people.
然后她在那里遇到了一些非常好的人。
People who loved her and cared for her and prayed for her.
那些人爱她，然后关心她，为她祷告。
People who gave her a Bible and taught her about God.
然后那些人给了她一本圣经，然后教她关于神的事情。
And God began to work through those people to help my mother.
所以神就借着这些人来进一步的帮助我母亲。
She went through her high school years going to that church.
然后所以她在高中的阶段一直都去的是那个教会。
And as she came up toward her senior year, someone said, you ought to go to a Christian school.
所以当她在高中最后一年要毕业的时候，有一个人就跟她讲说，哎，你应该去一个圣经学院。
The only trouble was the school they suggested was far, far away, about 500 miles.
那可是问题是，就是他们建议她去的那个学校离家很远，大概有500英里。
She had never been out of the county she lived in.
那我母亲那个时候从来都没有离开过她住的那个郡。
She had no idea how far 500 miles was.
她根本就没有概念说500英里到底有多远。
So she got excited and went to ask her father if she could go.
那所以但是呢她听了以后就很兴奋，就去问她父亲说她能不能去。
Her father was not a Christian.
那你不要忘了我外公并不是一个基督徒。
He had no interest in her going to a Christian school.
对于我母亲要去这个圣经学院的事情一点都不感兴趣。
As a matter of fact, he said, women don't need an education.
所以他就跟他说这个女人不需要一个高的教育。
And you certainly can't go that far away from home.
而且你不能离家那么远。
It seemed like that was the end of her hope of going to that Christian school.
看上去她的希望好像就破灭了，没有办法了。
But God wasn't finished yet.
但是神并没有因此罢休。
My mother's family raised tobacco.
那个时候我那个母亲的家庭他们是种烟草的。
And they used large horses to pull the farm equipment.
那个时候他们用的那个农业机械是要用那种很大的马来拉的。
They had one horse that had always been very gentle.
那他们有一匹马一直都是很老实的一个。
But one day my grandfather walked in the barn, opened the stall in which this horse stood, and the horse kicked him.
那可是有一天很突然的，就是我外公就走到这个谷仓里，然后打开这匹马在的那个马盖的那个地方，一开门这个马就给了他一脚。
Both of its feet hit him in the chest.
就是可能是后腿这样还是前腿，这么两只一起就打在他的胸膛上。
It knocked him out of the stall.
然后把他就是这样推出这个马盖的这个地方。
He was a big man and wanted to be tough, so he wouldn't go to the doctor.
那他当然是他是一个很大的，就是好像很男子样子，所以他这样子的话，他还不肯去看医生。
Probably a rib broke and punctured his lung.
那很有可能就是因为这一踢的时候，他肋骨折了一根以后，把他的肺扎穿了。
Because he began to have blood come up out of his lung.
然后他就那个就说开始肺开始出血。
It wasn't long until one night my mother was sleeping in the next room and awakened to hear him in the kitchen.
那没过多久我母亲就是在有一天晚上睡觉的时候就听见我的外公在厨房里。
She'd been praying for her father to become a Christian.
那个时候我母亲一直在祷告说希望她的父亲能够成为一个基督徒。
And that night when she awakened, she heard him saying, Oh God, Oh God,Have mercy on me.
那天晚上他醒过来的时候，听见他的父亲就在厨房里在呼求说：“神呐、啊，神呐、啊，请你怜悯我。”
He kept saying that over and over again.
而且他听到他父亲一直一直这样说。
And suddenly, my mother heard a crash, and then a thud as he fell across the table and rolled on the floor.
那这个，然后过了一阵，突然他就听到一声，就是一声闷响。那我的这个外公他就从桌上摔下来，然后倒在地上。
My grandfather died that night.
那天晚上他就去世了。
I don't know if he was a Christian or not.
我不知道，我并不能确切的肯定说他是不是已经成为一个基督徒。
But I believe the same God that heard my mother would certainly hear my grandfather saying, "Have mercy on me."
那我相信这个听到我母亲呼求的声音的这个神，也会听到我外公对他的这个请求怜悯的呼求。
Because he was a good God.
因为他是一个良善的神。
After my grandfather's death, my grandmother did not have the money to care for the children still at home.
那我外公去就这样去世了，那我这个外婆她并没有足够的经济能力来支持这些还在家里的这些小一点的孩子。
She talked to her mother again, and her mother said, "Why don't you see if you can go to that school you asked your father if you could attend?"
那这个时候，我母亲就问她的。这个就问我外婆说，我能他能不能去那个学校？能不能去？然后这个我的外婆就说，那你要不要自己试一试？也可以。
Looking back now, I marvel at the ways of God.
那当我们现在回顾的时候，我真的是觉得神的作为非常奇妙。
For you see, God obviously wanted my mother to go to that school.
因为很明显的是说，神是希望我母亲能够去那个圣经学校。
And he had a young man who lived in another state, another 250 miles away, that was going to come to that school.
因为将会有一个年轻人住在另一个州的年轻人也要到那个学校去上学。
And they would marry and become my parents.
因为他们会在那里相遇相识，然后会结婚，然后会成为我的父母。
That happened, and my mother, although she had started in college, had to drop out because of me.
那我。母亲，而且确实就是这么发生了。那我母亲虽然去了这个学校，但是不得不这个放弃学业，因为她有了我。
Some people would say she should have waited to get married, but she really loved my father, and so she married him on the spot.
有些人说可能会说，那她应该等大学毕业了以后再结婚再生孩子。但是她，我的母亲非常爱我的父亲，所以他们就在大学期间就结婚了。
My mother had a physical problem that made it impossible for her to have any children.
那我母亲生了我以后就没有，我母亲本来是有一个有问题，就是说她生不了孩子的。
One day she felt she should go to a preacher and ask him to anoint her with oil and pray for her healing.
那我母亲有一天觉得就是说她应该找一个牧师，然后让这个牧师用油来膏她，然后替她祷告，让她能够有这个生育的能力。
Now these were not people who made a business out of people being healed.
当然这些人不是说以此为盈利的。
But they did believe that God promised in Scripture that he could heal if he chose to.
那但是他们相信圣经上说神如果愿意的话，他会选择说治愈某些疾病。
He prayed for my mother, and God healed her, and I'm here to prove it.
那这个牧师真的就是这样替我母亲祷告了，而且神确实医治了她。我在这里就是这个见证。
In fact, she had six children.
而且记得我刚才说过，她一共有六个孩子。
And all of us are alive today.
然后我们大家现在都还健在。
God did a good job of healing, didn't he?
所以神医治是一个彻底的医治。
My mother took her family very, very seriously.
那我妈妈是非常非常的看重她的家庭的。
She had finished 2.5 years of college, but I had come along and my younger brother had just been born, and she felt she should drop out of college to care for her son.
那个时候我妈妈在这个学校里已经读了2年半的书，那个时候然后我的这个弟弟也要出生了，所以她觉得她应该就是放下学业来专心照顾我们两个。
She never was able to finish college, but she became a wonderful mother.
所以他那个时候后来就没有再继续下去，所以他没有修完他的大学的学业，但是他是一个非常非常好的母亲。
From the very earliest years of my life, my mother poured herself into me and the rest of her children.
从我很小的时候，我妈妈对我还有我的兄弟姐妹都是非常的尽心竭力的。
She taught us how to work.
她教我们怎么工作。
She taught us how to play.
教我们怎么玩耍。
She taught us music.
然后也教我们音乐。
She taught us sports.
也教我们体育。
She taught us about the Bible.
她也教我们圣经的事情。
Her lifelong commitment was her family.
她的一生之久的奉献都在她的家庭上。
She invested herself in her children.
她把她自己的全部精力都花在她的孩子身上。
As a child growing up, we never went to bed without having a time of prayer and a Bible story.
那我们从小到大，从来每一天都是我母亲跟我们一起祷告，睡觉之前都是母亲跟我们一起祷告，然后给我们讲圣经的故事。
I found out many years later as I was preparing for the ministry.
那很多年以后，当我开始预备进行这个事工的时候
，that my mother had told me the stories of the Old Testament nearly from beginning to end.
我那个时候才意识到，说我的母亲把这个旧约圣经大概从头到尾都是用这个圣经故事的形式都给我们讲过。
I took classes that were supposed to cover those subjects, but I already knew them.
那我去在圣经学校上学的时候，这个讲的那些东西，我妈妈都已经给我们讲过了。
Because my mother had told them to me as stories when I was a boy.
因为我小的时候，她就是这样用讲故事的方式都告诉我们了。
She believed in work.
那我妈妈相信这个勤奋的工作。
She not only believed we ought to clean our own room, she believed we ought to help clean the entire house.
那我妈妈认为我们不仅仅要把自己的房间维持干净，而且要帮助这个整个家里的打扫。
She thought work was honorable.
因为她觉得这个辛勤工作是值得敬佩的。
So if someone wanted somebody to help them, she would volunteer her boys.
那如果所以有人需要帮助的时候，她就会把我们都推上去。
So we got to clean house for other people.
所以我们还到别人不仅要清理自己的家里，还要清理别人家。
We didn't feel like that was a very manly job.
我们觉得这不是一个好像男子汉该干的事情。
But we liked it when they paid us.
当然，如果他们付钱的话，我们就会很高兴。
We cleaned yards.
我们那时候也清理别人的院子。
We washed cars.
然后给别人洗车。
And then week after week, day after day, we cleaned our own home.
那当然日复一日，这个年复一年的我自己的家，当然也要都要清理好。
I learned that her emphasis on work would benefit me the rest of my life.
那我后来意识到，说我妈妈对这个勤奋工作的看重，实际上是我让我一生受益的。
When I got my first job.After I graduated from high school,
当我高中毕业拿到第一份工作的时候
it was summer work, and several college guys or prospective college guys were hired.
那我那个时候当然就是暑假的时候，然后有好几个就是高中刚刚毕业的人就是被这个雇佣了。
I just did what I was trained to do.
那我去了，就是我自己因为习惯这样工作，我就照着这个习惯方式做了。
I worked. I didn't sit around. I worked.
我也没有偷懒，该干什么我就干什么。
When they cut back during that summer,
那后来他们不需要这么多人了。
They let some of those other fellows go.
然后所以其中有几个就不能再继续工作了。
But they told me they liked my work and they kept me on.
所以但是他们说他们觉得我很勤奋，然后喜欢我就把我继续留下了。
I look back and saw the value of my early training.
所以我看到说我这个生活当中养成的习惯实际上对我是有。
My mother was not a musician.
我母亲并不是一个音乐家。
She didn't sing very well.
她也唱歌也唱不好。
She didn't play any instruments.
也不会任何乐器。
But she was determined her children were going to do all of the above.
那但是她很有决心说她的孩子一定要学。
There, a lady volunteered to give us piano lessons, and she accepted.
那有一个女士自愿愿意教我们弹钢琴，所以我妈妈就同意了。
The lady was old and something of a slave driver.
这个女士是个老太太，而且是很凶残的，就像个那个奴隶主一样。
She said, "I won't teach you unless you practice a half hour every day."
所以这个钢琴老师就说你，除非你每天都要练半个小时，不然我不会教你的。
I thought that would kill me.
我觉得这简直是让我死。
But my mother didn't think it would kill me.
但我妈觉得我死不了。
So I learned how to play the piano.
所以我这样就学会了弹钢琴。
And I eventually learned how to play the guitar and the trumpet and the baritone horn and several other instruments.
然后后来还学会了弹吉他，然后还会吹号，然后还有几个其他的。
I began singing as a young boy.
然后我比较小的时候就开始唱歌。
I sang with my father.
然后那个时候我跟我父亲一起唱。
I later sang with my brothers.
然后后来跟我的几个兄弟一起唱。
We traveled in 18 states in the United States and made 2 albums. Does anybody remember albums?
我们那个时候还这个就是巡回到一共到过18个州，然后还出过唱片。
And many wonderful experiences.
那我因此我有一些非常美好的记忆。
Because my mother invested in me.
因为我妈妈真的是在我的身上花了很大的心血来投资。
I don't know what you think about spanking children, but my mother believed in it.
我不知道你是怎么看体罚的，但是我妈是很相信这个的。
And when I told her a lie to try to get out of practice, she applied her discipline to me.
那有一次我因为不想那个练习，所以对她撒了谎，所以她就开始使用这个她认为有效的方式。
She applied it very vigorously.
而且是充满精力的这种。
My mother invested in our family.
我母亲在我的家庭，在我的这个，在她的家庭里也花费了很多的心血。
She invested her prayers in our family.
她也花了很多时间来为这个家庭祷告。
She had a very busy life, as you can well understand.
你可以想象她的生活是很繁忙的。
She didn't have time to set aside time specifically for prayer and Bible reading.
她没有一个，就是说，她没有时间，她非常忙，所以她不能有一个固定的，好像自己祷告、自己读圣经的时间来分别出来。
But she learned that she could pray as she was ironing clothes.
但是她慢慢学会了说，当她在工作的时候，当她在熨衣服的时候，她可以祷告。
She learned she could pray as she was preparing meals or washing dishes.
边做饭边洗碗也可以边祷告。
And my mother prayed.
所以我妈妈一直坚持不懈的祷告。
She prayed for me.
她为我祷告。
Sometimes her praying for me got me in trouble.
有的时候她为我祷告，让我的日子反而不好过。
I brought home things that were forbidden in our house.
那有的时候我会带回一些就是我父母不允许我带回家里来的东西。
And I hid them in my room.
当然我就会把它们藏起来，藏在我的屋里。
But when I got home from school that night, they were sitting on the kitchen table.
可是等我从学校放学回来，发现我藏的东西放在厨房的桌子正中间。
My mother said, "Are these yours?"
我妈就会问我，这是你的吗？
I said, "No."
我赶快说不是。
She said, "Yes, they are."
我妈就会说，是，确实是你的。
She said, "I found them in your room."
因为我是在你的房间里挖出来的。
I said, "How did you find them?"
我就说你怎么找出来的呢？
She said, "The Lord showed me."
她就说是主告诉我的。
Between the Lord and my mother, I didn't have a chance.
所以在主和我妈妈之间，我一点办法也没有。
That happened more than once.
而且这不是一次两次。
I got books from the library to read.
有时候我从图书馆借一些书回来。
As I got older, I got books that were more mature.
那当然，后来有一些长大一些就会借一些就是内容比较这个少儿不宜的书。
I read things in those books I'd never read in my life before.
那当然，这些书让我觉得很开眼界，都从来没有读过的。
I memorized the page numbers and read them more than once.
有的时候我会把那个页码记下来，然后再回去继续看。
I came home from school and there was the book laying on the table and I knew the page number.
然后我就看见，有的时候从学校回来，这个书又放在厨房的正中间，而且就是我记住的那一页。
I said, "How did you find that?"
我就又问啊，我妈妈你是怎么找出来的
？She said, "The Lord showed me. I opened to that page."
然后她会说主告诉我的，而且我就专门要打开那一页要看。
I didn't bring any more books like that home.
当然以后就再也不敢把这样的书带回家了。
Once when I was working second shift, the evening shift.
那有一次我是那个上夜班有一阵子。
I got off work about midnight.
所以下班的时候大概已经半夜了。
I was out doing things I should never have been doing.
那当然，那个时候有的时候就会去做一些我知道我自己不该做的事情。
Or I should say I was trying to do things.
或者说我其实是没成功，我是想去来的。
I came home, turned off the car, turned off the lights, and rolled it into my parking place.
那个时候我开车回家，然后快到家的时候我就把这个灯也关了，然后这个也熄火，这样滑进去，好像能偷偷摸摸的进来。
I took off my shoes and went upstairs.
然后进屋以后把鞋脱了，然后悄悄地上楼。
As I turned to go into my bedroom,
然后要拐进我的卧室的时候，
a voice spoke out of the darkness in the hallway behind me.
然后就在黑黢黢的走廊里，就一个声音跟我说，
My mother said, "Son, I don't know where you've been or what you've been doing, but I've been awake for an hour praying for you."
那我妈妈就会说，儿子，我不知道你去哪儿了，我也不知道你干什么了，但是我已经在这里替你祷告一个小时。
It's not an accident. I'm a Christian today.
真的，我所以今天我是一个基督徒，这不是偶然发生的。
My mother invested her prayers in my life.
我妈妈花了很多的心血为我祷告。
My mother operated by a philosophy that was summed up in several little phrases.
那我母亲的这个人生观是可以这样总结的。
I'm sure there are many others, but I'd like to share some of them with you today.
那当然可能会有很多，但我今天只能跟你分享一些。
She said, if you don't learn to obey me, you'll have a hard time ever obeying God.
那我妈妈那时候就跟我讲说，如果你不能够顺服我的话，那你以后要顺服神也会很困难。
And she made sure I learned to obey her.
所以她要确保说我学习要尊敬她，要尊重她，要顺服她。
My name is Dan. She called me Danny.
那有的时候我妈妈会叫我 Danny.
She said, all work and no play makes Danny a dull boy.
那如果只干活然后不娱乐的话，这个 Danny 就会变成一个很无聊的一个人。
But all play and no work also makes Danny a dull boy.
但是如果你只是光玩然后不工作的话，你同样会变成一个很无聊的人。
So her idea was you ought to work well and play well.
所以她的想法就是要好好的工作，也要好好的这个娱乐。
Another of her sayings was the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
那有一她还愿意说这个，如果你老是这个闲得无聊的话，实际上你的这个思想就会变成这个魔鬼的一个。
We knew better than to tell our mother we were bored.
所以我们知道说不能跟我妈妈说我好无聊。
She would make sure we didn't stay bored.
那她就会给我们好多的事情做，就再也不会无聊了。
She would say to me again and again, "Son, I only get one chance to raise you. I'm not going to mess it up."
那她经常会跟我说，我只有一次机会把你养大，我一定不要就是这个把它弄糟。
She meant by that.I obviously don't get a chance to redo this process in your life.
所以他的意思是说，这个成长的过程是不能够重新来过的。
Another of my mother's sayings was, "People are more important than stuff."
那我妈妈还常常会跟我说，这个人比东西更重要。
She lived by that.
而且她不仅仅是这么说的，而且也是这么做的。
When we brought her grandchildren home.
有的时候我们把他的这个孙子辈带回家。
Her house was full of knickknacks.
那这个他家里有很多的小东西。
And it was not unusual for something to get broken.
那所以这个有小孩子在的时候，那些东西当然是很有的时候就会被打碎。
But my mother loved her grandchildren more than her stuff.
但是这个我的母亲爱她的这个孙子辈的胜过她爱她的那些东西。
She would say over and over again, "Oh, don't worry.We'll find another one. Kids are more important than stuff."
所以他经常就会说，哎，没关系的，我们可以再买一个。这个小孩子比这些东西更重要。
Another thing she said to me was, "The safest place in the world for you is in the center of God's will."
他也常常跟我说，在这个世界上对你来说最安全的地方就是在神的旨意当中。
I was a young boy when she first told me that.
我那个时候还是一个小男孩，他第一次告诉我的时候。
I'd been to a service where someone was talking about going to some distant country and telling people about Jesus.
那有一次我们在这个教会的时候，有一个人就讲到说去那个很远的地方当宣教士，给别人讲耶稣的事情。
I was almost sure God was going to do that to me, and I was scared.
那个时候我就觉得，哎呀，神肯定是让我也要去做这个事情，我就觉得心里好害怕。
But mother said to me, "Son, the safest place in the world for you is right in the center of God's will."Whether it's here or whether it's clear around the world.
所以就是那个时候，我妈妈就跟我讲说，你这个世界上对你来说最安全的地方是在神的旨意当中，不管是在这里还是在遥远的地方。
My mother talked to God.
我母亲也跟神祷告。
She prayed about everything.
每一件事情她都带到神的面前来。
When she got older in life, and please understand this, when she got older, she would make up a Christmas list and say,Lord, I want you to help me buy all of this.
到后来的，等他年纪比较大的时候，他会到快到圣诞节的时候，他也有一个这个好像购物单一样。所以他，但是他的购物单，他就会拿来祷告说，主啊，我需要你帮助我买这个这个。
This is what I want to buy my grandchildren. I don't want you to help me do it.
那他就会说，这个是我想买给我的这个孙子孙女的，但是我需要你帮助我来实现。
And time after time, God did exactly what she asked him to do.
而且。不断的每一次都是这样，神都帮助他，让他得到就是他所需要的。
One time our washing machine quit.
那有一次我们家的洗衣机坏了。
When you have six children and two adults in one house, that's a crisis.
那如果你有两个大人，六个孩子在家里的话，这洗衣机坏了，这个是个大问题。
And so, for a time, she washed our clothes in the bathtub on a scrub board. Do you know what that is? A washboard?
那有，所以那个洗衣机坏了，那没办法，这么多人的衣服，她有一段时间就必须用手在那个澡盆里用搓衣板洗。
But I remember my mother praying in front of we children, Lord, this is killing my hands. I need a washing machine and I want a good one.
那所以那个时候他就带着我们就在我们的面前跟神祷告说主啊这个这样不行我的手要完蛋了我需要一个洗衣机而且需要一个好的。
Within 2 days, a man called and said, I have a rental property with a washer and they don't need it. Could you use it?
那所以两天之后就有一个人给我母亲打电话说我有一个房子出租然后这个房子呢这个带一个洗衣机但是这个租户他不需要他自己有所以你能不能这个洗衣机你能不能拿走
My mother hollered in his ear on the telephone.
我妈就冲着那个这个拿着这个电话冲着那个人喊
She would gather us around and prayOn purpose to God.
所以他会把我们带聚集在一起，而且是就是非常明确的带着我们一起祷告，向神求。
And then when God answered her prayer, she would say, "See, kids, God does hear prayers. God does answer prayers."
所以当神答应了他的祷告的时候，他就会跟我们说：“你看，我们祷告的神就应许了，神是那位听祷告的神。”
I could talk to you for a long time today about the many answers to prayer.That my mother enjoyed because she had a consistent relationship with God.
我今天可以花很多很多时间在给你讲说她的祷告是神是怎么样应许，因为我的母亲一直跟神保持一个良好的关系。
But I must bring this to a close, so let me talk about the rewards of her living.
但是我需要尽快的结束，所以我最后要讲说她的一生所得到的这个回报。
She had the lifelong reward of an intimate relationship with God.
那当然，第一个就是他这一生之久都是跟神有一个非常非常亲密的关系。
My mother just talked to God, but God talked back to her.
不，他跟神之间的关系不仅仅是说他向神倾诉他的心声，跟神说话，神也跟他说话。
When my mother grew old, God was still there.
我妈妈一天一天后来老了，但是神仍然和她在一起。
I was talking with my sister, and she told me.Of a time when my mother had dementia.
那有一次，我跟我的妹妹聊天的时候，我妈说，她就跟我讲，有一阵子我母亲失眠，失忆。
Much of the time, she wasn't aware of what was going on.
所以很多时候，她可能后来年纪老了，然后就是记忆力也不好，很多时候她不知道都周围发生了什么事情。
But my sister told of talking to one of the other children and saying, "I'm just so frustrated about this."
那我妹妹跟我讲说，她有一次跟我的另外一个这个就是兄弟姐妹讲到说，这个她很烦恼，就是母亲这个样子。
And my mother seemed to come out of her dementia just long enough to say, "Well, Francis, why don't you just talk to God about it?"
那就在那个时候，我妈妈好像就是醒过来那一小会儿，就跟我妹妹说，那你为什么不跟神祷告呢？
When it came time to die,
然后等
God was there.
在她要去世的那个时候，神也跟她同在。
I live in Hope Sound, so I was over 1,000 miles away when my mother passed away.
那我住在这个 Hope Sound, 所以我妈妈过世的时候，我离她大概有1000多英里之远。
But my brother called me.
那我弟弟给我打电话。
And he said, "We're singing. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus."
那他跟我讲说，在妈妈去世的时候，他们就在他的身边跟他唱那首歌，就是当我们面对耶稣的时候，一切都值得。
He said, "Mother is right close to the crossing."
就是。妈妈那个时候真的就是马上就要进入到这个美好的境地。
But all of us can sense God's presence here.
然后在那个时候，在他周围的人都能够体会到说神的同在。
It's like God has come to take her across.
所以就好像说神亲自来到他的身边来接他回家。
My mother had the reward of having a lifelong loving relationship with her husband.
那我妈妈还有一个回报，就是她的一生跟我父亲之间这个美好的关系。
My mother never worked out of our home.
那我妈自从就是从这个大学这个出来以后，她就再也没有说在外面工作过。
She had six children. She couldn't.
她有六个孩子，她没有办法去外面工作。
But she never resented that.
但是她从来没有因此而感到就是委屈。
She and my father were a team.
她跟我的父亲是一个团队。
She made it possible for him to go to college and finish, and then go to graduate school and finish.
然后她在等于是说她在家里这个维护家庭，使得我父亲能够大上了大学，然后还上了这个硕士。
When they pastored a church, they were a team.
那在我父亲啊，就是牧会。牧会教会的时候，他们也是一个团队。
She would tell me of taking me and my brother, one in a stroller and one in her arms, and going to visit people that came to their church.
那他还记得，他跟着我父亲一起，就是一个，然后带着我和我弟弟，一个抱在手里，一个推在这个推车上去探访那些家庭。
When you work together as a team, you build a relationship.
所以当你是一个团队一个互相支持的这种团队的时候你们之间就会建立一个更强的关系。
And I not only got the privilege of seeing my parents be deeply devoted to each other throughout their life.
所以我有这个荣幸能够看到我父母之间互相之间这种很深的联系。
I got to see things make the whole circle and change when my mother became incapacitated.
那我也看到这个完整的图画就是当我的母亲后来到一个程度说她这个不能做什么事情的时候。
When she couldn't do the housework, he did it.
那所以当我母亲不能开始做家务的时候我的父亲就来做。
When she couldn't do the laundry, he did it.
那我的母亲后来不能够洗衣服然后我的父亲在做这些事情。
She cooked as long as she could, but when she couldn't do that anymore, he did it.
我母亲一直都是在家里做饭但是当她不能做的时候我的父亲就站出来做这些事情。
I'd go to see my parents and I'd say, Dad, how do you do all of the yard work and all of this other?
那后来我去看他们的时候，我就会问说，爸爸，你怎么能做这么多事情呢？就是家里里里外外的事情，你都在做。
I'll never forget there being big tears in his eyes as he said, You remember when I was in grad school and she was doing everything? Now it's my turn.
那我父亲回答我的时候，他眼里有眼泪，他跟我说：“你还记得我当时念研究生的时候，我完全顾不上家里，家里所有的事情都是母亲在做。那现在轮到我了。”
She had invested in her children, but her children invested in her.
那我母亲花了很多心血在我们这些孩子身上，那这些孩子对她也有回报。
At one time or another in those final years, all of us made time, took our vacation to be with mother and dad and help them.
因为在我母亲生命的最后几年，就是我们这些孩子都花了很多时间，甚至把我们的假期用在说探望他们，然后跟他们花时间在一起的上面。
My youngest sister quit her job and took care of my parents until they passed away.
那我最小的这个妹妹后来把她的工作也辞去了，就是一直在照顾父母，直到他们去世。
I said to her.You shouldn't do that. You should do something else. We'll make other arrangements.
那个时候我就劝她说你不要这样我们想其他的办法你还是继续工作。
She said, no, this is my labor of love. I'm not going to regret after they're gone.
那个时候她就说这个是我爱的工作他们离开以后我不会感到后悔。
And so when my parents passed, my sister looked back with no regrets.
所以当我父母去世的时候我的这个小妹妹心里没有任何的遗憾。
My mother had the reward of having wonderful children and grandchildren.
所以还有我母亲她的这个回报是她的这个孩子还有她的这个孙子辈。
None of her children ever got in trouble with the law beyond a traffic ticket.
那她的孩子们都没有说有任何犯法行为当然除了这个吃的这个交通的罚单以外。
Three of her children graduated number one in their high school graduating class, and one graduated number two.
那他的孩子当中有三个，就是高中毕业时候都是这个全校第一，然后其中另外还有一个是第二。
All of her children graduated from college. Two have advanced degrees.
那这个孩子们都是大学毕业，然后其中两个还有更高的学位。
There are over 40 of us all together.
那我们这个大家庭有大概有四十多个人。
That is children and.Grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
就是儿子辈，然后这个孙辈，然后还有曾孙辈。
Every one of my mother's children are serving the Lord.
然后他的孩子的里面的每一个都在服侍神。
All of her grandchildren are serving the Lord.
然后他的孙子辈里面当中也是每一个都在服侍神。
the oldest grandchildren, great grandchildren are serving the Lord.
这个曾孙辈里的最大的这个也在服侍神。
This Sunday morning, my youngest brother Steve will be preaching somewhere in Mexico.
那今天早上我的最小的这个弟弟叫 Steve, 他会在墨西哥的一个地方，他也在讲道。
My brother David is preaching in a church in North Carolina this morning.
那我的另外一个弟弟 David, 他在南卡，在北卡，也在一个教会里讲道。
My brother Daryl is preaching in the state of Kentucky this morning.
那此时我的还有一个弟弟 Daryl 在肯塔基的一个教会里讲道。
I have the privilege of preaching to some Chinese people this morning.
那我有这个荣幸今天早上跟一些中国人在讲。
My sister Frances has taught for 36 years, and she's taught thousands of students.
那我的这个妹妹叫 Frances 的，她也是，她是一个老师，她教课教了36年。
My youngest sister, Trelinda, has taught and is teaching this morning in a children's church in Pennsylvania.
那我最小的妹妹现在在宾夕法尼亚，此时此刻她也正在教这个孩子们这个主日学。
Three of my mother's grandsons are preachers.
那她的孙子辈里还有三个孙子也是牧师。
Two of her grandchildren are employed by a Christian college.
那另外还有两个孙子辈的是在圣经学院里教书。
Four granddaughters and a grandson are teaching in Christian elementary schools.
那四个孙女还有另外一个孙子是在这个教会学校教小孩。
Three granddaughters are married to preachers.
然后这个三个孙女的这个孙女婿是牧师。
One granddaughter is married to a Christian attorney.
然后还有一个这个孙女婿是一个基督徒的律师。
Her children and grandchildren have preached on four of the seven continents of this world.
她的儿孙辈加起来一共在这个四个州讲过这个道。
My mother didn't have any money when she died.
我母亲去世的时候，她没有什么遗产。
She basically broke even.
她基本上就是没有什么，没有剩下什么，也没有欠什么。
All of the bills were paid.
她该付的账单都付清了。
But there wasn't any estate except for the house they lived in.
然后也没有留下什么，除了他们生活的那个房子。
We boys have agreed that the sale of the house will go to my sisters.
那这个儿子，我们的兄弟们都同意说，就是把这个房子卖了以后，剩下的财产是给这个妹妹们分。
I have to say to you this morning, my mother left us a treasure.
但是我今天早上要跟你们讲的是，我母亲给我们留下了非常宝贵的财富。
She left us a treasure of godly living.
她给我们留下的这个财富就是过一个圣洁的生活。
She left us a treasure of faithful prayer.
然后让我们知道说要忠心不断的祷告。
And my mother left the world a treasure.
而且她给这个世界留下了宝贵的财富。
Because she left children who are touching the lives of other people. And those people will touch others and all of those.
而且因为她养育的儿女能够这个接触到世界上的这些人，然后会有更多的人因着她得到祝福。
All of those can traceTheir influence back to a poor, humble girl who committed her life to follow Jesus.
我们所接触到的那些生命，我们所帮助的、改变的那些生命，都可以追源溯本到我母亲这个很穷困、很没有什么、没有任何东西的一个小女孩身上。
And she committed her life to being a mother and raising her children.
就是因为她把她的生命交给了神，她把她的这个生命都作为一个母亲都。心血都浇灌在他的儿女身上。
I am so blessed to be one of her children.
我真的是因成为他的儿子，我是非常的蒙福。
Thank you for the opportunity to share with you this morning.
我真的是很感谢大家，我今天有这个机会来跟你们分享。
May God bless you and particularly all of the mothers today.
愿神祝福大家，特别是在座的每一位母亲。
Thank you.
谢谢。